Welcome back to the show, James Graham.
Thank you very, very much, buddy. How are you doing? Okay?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. I've just been doing some costume stuff for tomorrow. It feels a bit painful. You'll see what I'm in tomorrow.
Is it very Halloween-y?
It's very, very, very Halloween-y.
Okay, and talking of tomorrow, it's actually just been revealed this afternoon, the song choices for tomorrow.
Yeah.
You guys are singing Backstreet Boys, Everybody. Firstly, great choice, whoever chose that. Big tune.
Yeah, us, the lads and Louis, worked together to choose the song. And, I think it just clicked straight away. And we've actually got a little bit of dancing with it as well this weekend.
Oh, full-on choreography.
Full-on choreography, full-on outfits. We're probably getting into character.
I thought I'd ask some questions based on the song to start the interview.
Okay.
So, am I original?
Maybe.
Am I the only one?
Maybe.
Am I sexual?
No.
Am I everything you need?
Probably not.
Okay, didn't go too well.
Maybe, no, probably not.
That's actually, is that the lyrics you're singing on tomorrow? Maybe.
The parts I have, that's not the bits I'm singing.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Off Tom and Casey's bit.
Okay, fair enough. So also, other big X Factor news which is being revealed today is what they're calling the twist, that one act will leave tomorrow night and then one from the sing-off on Sunday as well. How do you feel about that?
Terrified. There's been double eliminations before, but this is really, it's like another level because I think it's only maybe, I think the lines are open for 10 minutes and then they're closed and whoever's bottom at that time goes.
Yeah, so is it sort of added pressure, I guess?
Definitely. It's like 10 times the pressure because you have to, like, there's no like second chances, obviously, any week, but this week especially, if you don't smash your performance straight out, because the group ensemble on Sunday does also get you votes as well. So without that, just on the Sunday, on the Saturday, it can be difficult.
Yeah, actually, saying that with the group performances, obviously, you've got to work on your own performances. Then you've got to have maybe a sing-off song ready as well in case that happens on the Sunday. Your week must just be manic nowadays.
Oh yeah, no, like there's full-on weeks. Like you do not get a single day to have a rest at all, and you do get free time. You spend it rehearsing, so it's full-on, but it's fun.
And how's things with Louis now? There was obviously the bit of drama, I think it was last weekend, with the whole, he came out on Extra Factor and said, well, he didn't want eight in the band originally. Is everything cool now with Louis?
Yeah, I mean, Louis. He said what he said in the heat of the moment. He was a bit upset. I think he was upset that we were in the sing-off, because you could see on the TV he was tearing up a little bit. And I think it just got to him a little bit, and I think he snapped. But yeah, he apologised to us. He said sorry. And now we've got a nice little routine set out, so we work together a lot more. We're with him a lot in the week. So yeah, we've got a really good relationship with Uncle Louis.
I love how that's Uncle Louis. That's like the dream. What do you make of sort of all the comments? Because there was a lot of comments on social media, newspaper articles about the idea that eight people in the band and a lot of people saying it doesn't work. What would you say to them?
About how the band too many people in it.
Yeah, the people complaining going eight people is too many for a band.
I think it's just because it's different. People sometimes react like it's different, a little bit weirdly. They're not 100%, they like to be comfortable or something. So what we're trying to do is to bring something different and just make people like it.
And the other thing that's been in the news, whilst we're on the topic of things in news, was Katie Hopkins' comments on the Extra Factor last weekend.
Yeah.
What do you make of that?
She's Katie Hopkins, isn't she?
She's pretty much.
She's a full celebrity. She just said stuff to get out and about. No one really listens to her, so we didn't.
Has that been a tough part of it? Now on the live shows and the like, increased media attention as well, you have to deal with people saying stupid comments like that.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, it's always going to come, so we just deal with it how we deal with it. Those people's comments aren't affecting us. Everyone's entitled to their own opinions. So we just, at the end of the day, want to get on and do our job that we've got to do. So yeah, no, we don't read them, don't pay any attention.
Okay, and finally, when you came into the studio last, we found a mutual interest in Man United. Have you been able to watch much football with the show at the moment?
That's one thing I haven't been able to do. I've literally not watched a game in a while now. I watched a little bit of the Chelsea game, but that was it. I'm missing out on the football. I miss it a lot.
Are you missing out on a lot because of the show?
Yeah, I mean, I'm missing out on the football side and stuff, but then I get to do stuff like just what I'm doing every week and every day, which is what I always wanted to do, so it's all good.
Okay, cheers for your time. Really do appreciate it. I know you're rehearsing today. I know it's all manic and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, best of luck for tomorrow. Best of luck for the weekend. And, yeah, have a good one, mate.
Thank you very much, mate.